Hello out there in Neo Seniors Services Nation. And if you've enjoyed our podcast before, well, welcome back. To those of you just discovering Neo Seniors Podcasts, welcome aboard. This is the next in the podcast series entitled The Joys of Growing Old. And today I'm focusing on the second of my six joys of growing old. At some time you may want to go back and listen to the earlier podcasts in this series. The Joys of Growing Old introduction, and then part Joys of Growing Old number one, getting a better handle on our emotions. And I think you'll begin to sense that while I call these six joys of growing old mine, they are yours too, dear listeners out there in Neo Seniors Nation. So relax, take a nice deep breath, let it out gently, close your eyes if you wish. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. The joy of growing old number two, we get better at relationships. I've heard many people say that we seniors get better at our relationships, and there seems to be some solid research to back up this assertion. We older adults put a higher value and attention on the emotional dimensions of our interactions with others, and as a result, we're more attuned to other people in our relationships with them, and in conjunction with our greater emotional regulation, we seem to be more able to listen and respond empathetically. Additionally, research shows that we're better at recalling the emotional dimension of our interactions and experiences. I've heard people tell me many times, "Hey, Richard, you're getting soft, you're sentimental in your old age." And in truth, what they're seeing and hearing and feeling is likely my growing capacity for compassion and my deeper appreciation for the less obvious gifts and meanings within my life experiences. So let's dive into relationships a little bit. And first, let me talk about romantic relationships for Neo Seniors and my take on all of that. The most important single senior dating tip of all that I could give you is don't look for love. Love will find you if. Trust in the ultimate benevolence of our universe. Yes, love is exciting and meaningful at any age, and it's wonderful to recognize that we perhaps can find love at any age. So, see each date as a fresh start if you make a date with someone. Resist the temptation to compare each new person with past partners. Our neo-senior dating is not about filling someone's now empty shoes or avoiding a repeat of past hurts. It's about starting over entirely and finding new things to love about another unique person. Treat each date as a chance to see how different a new relationship can be. I really think that dating, if you will, for seniors, is nothing more than one example of our large need to care about someone special and to have them care about us. It's reassuring to realize that the particular gift of late-life love is a gift that probably awaits any and all of us. So, trust your instincts. If it smells like romance, go deeper. Otherwise, be candid about being friends. Don't fear the friend zone. Some of my most fulfilling and least demanding relationships these days are new friends. And as a senior, you actually have some benefits going for you as far as looking for a romantic partner. Think about it. You're more mature, more skilled at reading people. You know what kind of qualities you're looking for in a person. Qualities like compassion and kindness that enrich relationships. Picking a romantic partner, or significant, if you will, is more about knowing that the person will complement your goals and ambitions, and knowing that while your new relationship can be wonderful, there's always issues to work through. You no longer might have lofty and unrealistic goals, and you may or may not be looking for a true partner in life. So keep that in mind and recognize that our later years comes with what I call leftovers from earlier stages in our life. We have adult children, maybe grandchildren, new or changing or emerging health concerns, previous living situations, sexual expectations, financial situations, divorces, caregiving experiences, griefs, losses. Every one of us, with eyes wide open, with maturity and wisdom, must make adjustments and compromises in dealing with these leftovers and arrive at our own individual arrangement. And if you're trying to date or dating, you'll know that if you're dating anybody close to a contemporary, plus or minus 20 years even, that they're going to have similar leftovers in their life experience, and all that's got to come together. Some of you might be thinking of marrying for the first time or marrying again, either after a divorce or a loss of a loved one. Some of you may be living together and considering other changes. Some of you probably will never plan to marry. Some of you may have committed relationships but live in your own houses. Some of you might live in different cities and plan regular meeting times to be together. All of that is good and gives us a lot of flexibility. And a colleague once told me that those of us in the winter of our lives can still find summer. And just about a month or so ago, I was in a public place, and I found out how true it is that in our winter we can find summer. And right in front of me, really in the lobby of just a neighborhood restaurant, a woman in her 70s said to what looked like to be her late 70s or slightly older partner, she said to him, "All I want you to do is love me. Just hold me in your arms, and when you can't hold me in your arms, hold me in your heart." And I nearly, that got to me. So that's my take on the romance thing. Don't look for love. Love will find you if. Now on to more relationships in general, if you will. Relationships and romantic relationships can emerge out of this following symbiotic relationship list that I'm going to share. But also friends can emerge. Specific friends, deep friends, new friends, occasional friends. Relationships with interests, hobbies, nature, places, foods, cooking, social groups, and with yourself, all this might expand into intimacy. It could deepen beyond the personal into the physical. But with your spirituality and your innate goodness, those of you out there, bold and aware, feel free to dump at will. Let the twisted ones swing away from you as well. Avoid social ruts. While we may feel lonely sometimes, and sometimes very lonely, I recognize that sometimes being alone is a more productive solitude than it is a negative isolation. Nothing wrong with productive solitude. I thrive on it sometimes. Now, if you encounter someone with a bit of a shine to the feeling, give it a shot. It might go romantically, if you're looking to go that way, but only give it a second shot if the first encounter is as easy, easy, easy as you can possibly make it. So trust those instincts tremendously. And it's a good thing that our relationship maturity includes a deeper and broader sense of what's healthy. One of the things I like to say occasionally is it's okay for us to disagree with compassion. Perhaps it's the unwinding of our DNA helixes that switches on the thought track that we don't need to waste time and energy with hot reactions to relationships as they develop or don't. And again, which takes me a little bit deeper into the concept of disagreeing with compassion. While I'm a believer in universal compassion to all living things, I don't necessarily extend that compassion to new or existing relationships that operate or begin to operate on any kind of emotional deficit. I reserve the right to walk away from such relationships without explaining myself anymore. I have no time to waste. I have no time to lose. I can't change folks. I can change myself, but I can't change folks. There's no comma in there. I can't change folks. Can't change people. So, either way, for whatever the reason, it's indeed a good thing for us to manage our relationships differently in our neo-senior years. Why? Because it seems to me life itself brings more intense and more frequent, potentially deeply emotional engagements to us. So, jettison the predators. Don't waste a moment hoping to salvage your relationship with anyone who makes you feel the least bit uncomfortable. You can do better. You don't need the stress. You don't need the risk. And you sure don't need the time suck. Anymore, I have zero tolerance and have become quite cold and callous about walkaways. No thought of explaining myself. My daddy told me that people may argue with your decisions sometimes, but they'll always argue with your reasons for those decisions. So, don't feel like you have to justify your decisions by explaining your reasons. I don't think that's necessary. That might be a little selfish, but that's just the way I feel about it. I guess you're allowed to love yourself a lot less selfishly now. At least I feel that way about me. So, and speaking of needs and wants, we neo-seniors have keen senses of humor that have been born out of the fires of compassion that deepen over time as we experience, endure, survive, and go beyond the woes and losses that come with time on this crazy planet of ours. Now that said, a new friend of mine recently told me what his daddy explained to him as a difference between human needs and human wants. So if you're floating in the sea and you're suddenly surrounded by frogs, you may want a boat to jump into. But if you're floating in that same sea and suddenly you're surrounded not by frogs but by alligators, you need a boat to jump into. So when deciding whether you have a need or a want in your life, just simply ask yourself, is this a frog or is this a gator situation? And I bet you'll then know what to do next. So, we neo-seniors changing mindfulness requires we be open to new relationships and new interests, while having that wisdom to jettison and recognize toxic relationships and prior interests that just don't work for us anymore. We embrace new potential friends more quickly than when we were younger. That's a good thing. But we use a new blend of instinct and networking that we didn't understand back in the day. So, my comments are based upon my life experiences and my acquired knowledge included in my experiences. And you'll find that often my comments are peppered with quotes and ideas from folks far brighter than I. As I'm fond of saying, none of us are smarter than all of us. So, trust in your instincts. Trust in potentially finding someone socially that you haven't seen in a long time. You know, I recently started thinking about some of my old high school buddies, looking through some old yearbooks as I was adding some new shelves to my library here in my home. And so I went out and looked for them. Lo and behold, my high school was planning a 50th reunion. And lo and behold, the fellow high school alumnus of mine that was doing that was my old dearest buddy from my high school days, and we reconnected. And we found each other on Facebook and LinkedIn and out there on the good old www dot. And we're planning this 50th reunion. He's planning, he's doing all the heavy lifting. And I've discovered that reunions are definitely poignant because not a lot of us are around, but they're also a celebration of survival and of mutual survival. And you can celebrate what you knew about the person when they were younger and who they are today and who you're both becoming. And speaking of social, and tying that back into romance as well as finding old buddies to maybe touch base with again, I know of, and you probably do too, and you might even be one of those folks who swear that you found your new true love or significant other online somewhere. As for me, I prefer IRL in real life finds to URL Uniform Resource Locator finds. I prefer in real life to uniform resource locator experiences. But hey, you do you. Just beware, cyber reality is often not real reality. So tread with caution and wisdom, and by all means, protect yourself at all times. And Neo Senior has an 8-hour webinar on cyber mindfulness. It's part of our Wheel of Mindfulness series, which, by the way, leads me to a quick sidebar. We here in Neo Senior's Nations, bring our citizens webinars, seminars, groups, and private in-person sessions, ongoing mentoring services, and podcasts like this one to improve well-being and mindfulness. All these podcasts are free. There'll be some out on YouTube as well, some videos. Those are coming soon. We're getting our channel set up. And we also have this new mindfulness series of webinars we're launching for hopeful start delivery in mid-April with a whole collection of subject matter experts focusing in on mindfulness for seniors. The webinars are going to be 6 to 8 hours long each, and there's going to be a fee of $6 to $10 per webinar per subscriber, with some bulk discounts for buying a whole bunch of the mindfulness series of webinars. It's going to be about 8 to 10 of those. You can visit our website at www.neoseniorswisdom.com to learn more. But for now, and tying this all back in to relationship and relationship mindfulness and getting better at our relationships, know this. Don't expect to be able to make your best relationship decisions if your body is slogged down with excess sodium intake, sugar intake, non-nutritional food ingredients, work stresses, sleep problems, money challenges. So mindfulness on your metabolism and the other topics in senior mindfulness that are in our mindfulness series and on out on the Wheel of Mindfulness on our website, these will help you live healthily, eat healthily, and live well. And all of that symbiotic mindfulness, synergizing wellness into your life at all levels, is very important for optimizing the way your brain functions physically, and therefore what your brain thinks, and what your relationship decisions and other decisions will be as well. So go out and check out the mindfulness series of webinars at our website, which you will be able to check out at www.neoseniorswisdom.com. And so, my dear fellow neo-seniors, while you reflect on your relationship mindfulness, I hope this little rant of mine helps frame your reflections and brings you at least one good new insight to carry you through into this total mix of relationship living. Our next podcast in our Joys of Growing Old series will focus on the third of my 6th Joys of Growing Old. And that third growing old joy is we might feel more contented. So if you did find the new good insight into your relationship mindfulness from this podcast, please feel free to subscribe and let us and like us and tell us and make comments either at this podcast site or via email to us at neosnation@agedandwise.com. Thank you for listening, dear Neo Seniors, and in keeping with this season, happy Neo Spring to you and all under your roofs. Your Neo Senior Nation's founder, Richard Leschau, with love and affection and empathy and compassion and a whole lot of other stuff, signing off for now. Peace and more to come. Bye.